A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin and Dalit, Sanhedrin 54a, pagination is 107. And we're starting at the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the bottom. The previous Mishnah listed off 18 examples of capital crimes for which skila, translated as stoning, would be the punishment. The Mishnah reviews a selection and then expounds upon that topic. The Mishnah says, Haba al Hazachor, a man who lives intimately with another man, Va'al Habahema, or he lives with an animal, V'isha hamaviyas habehima, and a woman who brings upon her an animal, b'skila, these are punishable by this capital punishment, skila. Let's read the Mishnah straight through, and then we'll go back. Im adam chata, the Mishnah asks, if the person sinned, Behema machata, but what did the animal sin? Which basically means, why are you killing the animal also? Which is a little bit confusing because the Mishnah never said that you kill the animal. Although it is true that you kill the animal. It's in Parshas Kedoshim, Perik Chaf, Pasuk Tes Vav, and Pasuk Tes Zayin. The pasuk says, "V'ish ashayiten shechavto bevehema, a man who gives his sleeping with an animal, mosumas, he shall be killed, v'sabehema taharogu, and the animal shall also be killed." And the pasuk continues, "V'isha, and a woman ashetikra v'kol behema, that approaches an animal, l'riva osa, to have the animal be with her, v'harakta eso isha, v'es habehema, you shall kill the woman and the animal, mos yumasu d'meyembam, they shall die, their blood is upon them. But the question, as the Tosfos Yom Tov words it, it was not written clearly in our Mishnah, that step in the thought process, that the animal also gets killed. And I'd like to suggest the simple answer is that sometimes indeed, Mishnah or Gemara will not necessarily finish the thought if the finishing is considered obvious. This is a pasuk in the Torah, and therefore the Mishnah goes right away to the question, why are we killing the animal, even though we didn't go ahead and quote that particular halacha. We find this with decent frequency regarding psukim, where the Gemara might quote the beginning of a pasuk and really mean v'gomer, the end of the pasuk. But it was self-understood to anyone with reasonable proficiency. Unfortunately, those who critique are somewhat ignorant, and they don't see the proof, and therefore they complain that it doesn't make sense, which, correctly worded, is, it doesn't make sense to you. So again, over here, the Mishnah began that we're killing the person who's living with the animal. There is a section, two psukim, Parshas Kedoshim, that say that we kill the animal too, and therefore the Mishnah proceeds to wonder, the person sinned, but the animal didn't sin. The animal doesn't have a higher soul, a free choice. The person lured the animal. or perhaps even assaulted the animal. What do you want from the animal? Doesn't have mitzvahs. Ella, but, what is going on over here? Says the Mishnah, Lefi Sheba L'Odam Takola Al Yada. A tragedy happened to a person because of this animal. Apparently there was some sort of drive or desire or something, and this animal became the downfall for the person. Lefika Chamar HaKosov, therefore the Pasuk says, Tisakel, it shall be killed as well, because of what happened through it to the person. And this goes back to a discussion that we had before, that when the person is executed, it's not a time of rejoicing. It's a time of sadness that Hashem, who had such great plans for this human being, everything is sidetracked now because of this terrible violation. Dover Acher, another approach. Shelote behema overis beshuk. An animal shouldn't be walking in the marketplace. V'yomru, and people will say, Zui sheniska poloni al yada. This is the one that caused the death of so-and-so. That he lived with this animal. And now the animal is prancing through the streets. It's degrading to the person who got killed. And again, very interesting that we care about his honor. The dignity of the person is a factor, even though he's the condemned. But it's not the condemned that suddenly we hate him and we're looking to destroy him. It's a specific legal punishment for a crime. But once the atonement is achieved, for example, and of course beyond what's required, we're not going to violate his dignity. This is similar to the halacha that we have. We'll jump straight to the Rambam to make it simple. The statement in Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Tes, in the Rambam. Ein tolin es al ilan hamechuber lekarka. When a person is hung after execution, he is not hung on a tree that's attached to the ground. Ella al hatolosh, but rather on something that's detached. It's just sunk into the ground for the procedure of hanging for that short period of time. Kideshelo yemuchusa ketzitza, in order that we don't yet have to cut it down. Says the Rambam, Shehoet shenitla alov, because the wood that the person is hung on, nikvar imo, is going to be buried at that time. Shaloye lo zichron ra, so that there should not be a memorial to this bad thing. V'yomru, people would say, zeho eit shenitla alav poloni, this is the tree, the wood, that so-and-so was hung on. Continues the Rambam, it's based on a Gemara that we had, Memhei Amid Beis. V'chein ho'evin shaniskal ba, the stone that was used to stone a person. V'hasayiv shenneherag bo, and the sword that was used in that form of execution. V'asudarim shechonkim bohem, or the material that was used to choke a person in that form of execution. Hakol nikvarin, all of that is buried b'tefisas haneherag, within the area of the person who's getting buried. Avalo b'kever atzmo, it's not put into his grave, but it's in that area it gets buried, and it's the same concept. Shelo yehelo zichron ra, so that there should not be this bad memorial in the world. It's not that we move on. It's just okay. It happened. Let's move on. It's a tragedy. It's a sad thing. And a person doesn't revisit tragedy nonchalantly, just so casually. So it gets buried, And that's the same concept that's being outlined in our Mishnah regarding the animal with whom the sin was done. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.